From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nate Brown. As COVID-19 case numbers continue to climb, terms like breakthrough and reinfections are being thrown around. But what do they mean? KBI's Rebecca Smith takes a look.
53% of Boone County, or more than 95,000 county residents, have at least started the process of getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Sarah Hum is the public information specialist for the Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. She says that COVID cases are on the rise again, primarily due to the Delta variant, and nearly all those cases are folks who haven't been vaccinated yet. She says there's been 130 reinfection cases in Boone County, or people getting COVID for a second time, more than 90 days after their initial case.
Our first reinfection was in late 2020, and that makes up about 0.7%.
Of all the cases that have happened in Boone County since the beginning of the pandemic, she adds that they're also tracking breakthrough cases or positive COVID patients who've been fully vaccinated for more than 2 weeks. There have been 149 breakthrough cases in Boone County, which Hum says is just 0.18% of fully vaccinated folks. That's a little less than 2 in 1,000 chance of getting COVID if you're fully vaccinated.
We've had some questions about that kind of natural immunity, if you will, that if you've had COVID before, you don't need to get vaccinated, and you do need to get vaccinated.
And she says that's because vaccines greatly reduce the chance of serious illness, hospitalizations, or death. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.
With the Delta variant spreading rapidly in Southwest Missouri, a Republican state senator from Springfield says vaccinations are the best way out of a deteriorating situation. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from Lincoln Huff's appearance on Politically Speaking.
The Delta variant has overwhelmed hospitals in Southwest Missouri, so much so that patients are having to be transported to the St. Louis area. And a big reason why is that so many people in that region are declining to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Huff says it's clear that vaccines are the clear solution throughout this crisis.
If you're apprehensive about those shots or the side effects or something you've heard or something you've read, I would beg people to talk to a trusted healthcare provider. Talk to your family doctor. Talk to those healthcare professionals that you've known.
Huff says more people are coming around to the vaccine when they realize how much COVID-19 affects their loved ones. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The 2021 Bicentennial Katy Trail Ride, scheduled for August 7th, has been canceled due to flood damage to the trail. Nearly 100 miles of Katy Trail State Park was damaged during recent rains, according to a statement from Missouri State Parks. Repairs are underway, but they won't be completed before the bicycle ride, which was one unique way to celebrate Missouri's 200th anniversary. Two groups of cyclists, 100 each, were originally supposed to depart from St. Charles and Windsor, respectively, and meet north of Jefferson City. No word yet on if the ride will be rescheduled. I'm Nate Brown, KBIA News, Columbia.